Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
You know, sometimes I feel it's unfair that those who come here get to hear these little minutes that Jeff does. But people at home, they're probably wondering, why do we come back and everyone's in such a good mood? And it's I'm going to let you finish up on this little thing you're doing here, Jeff, just to backtrack. He fills in the 1 minute we have here with whatever is on his mind. Sometimes he does it the same one, like several weeks in a row, and it's so we get to know what's on his mind pretty clearly. Do you want to just finish up with what you're doing there, just a little bit?
Okay, just a little bit. Okay, guys, well, here's our quiz here. So just raise your hand for yes, put it on for no. Who here has ever cut themselves shaving?
They can't really hear that.
Wait a minute. We're going to talk technical things right now, Michael. let's start that over. Okay. Who here has ever cut themselves shaving? Okay. Their neighbor's cat. Well, that's different.
Now I don't feel so bad. Okay. You know what you were possibly missing there. Shaving their neighbor's cat. He works on those, too. I still got this horseradish thing, and it's been burning all this time. I personally like horseradish. Not everyone does. You like horseradish? No? Yes? No? Splits a couple right down the middle there. She likes it. He doesn't care for horseradish. But the history of horseradish is something we don't often consider. Do we? Do you actually know the history of horseradish?
No, that's why I asked you.
Oh, okay. Then I made this trip for nothing. Why would it be a concern of yours?
Well, because we like horseradish and we eat it, and yeah. We were just curious.
You're wondering where the heck that comes from? Well, I think it comes from the actual horseradish itself, doesn't it? That would be my guess. Anyone here know actually?
It's a root.
I'll be right back. What's your name?
Muna.
Muna, I'll be right back on this. I got authority right here on the horseradish itself. It is a root, of course, from the horseradish plant, I believe. Am I still on base? Thank you. Yes, you are?
Barry Ween.
Barry, and your contact with horseradish has been?
Years of Passover. It was invented, actually, to go with gefilte fish.
Good point, because gefilte fish is rather bland, as the gefilte is a very bland fish.
Yes, it's true. Yes.
And it needs the horseradish, but what more do you know about it?
That pretty much sums up my knowledge.
Okay, thanks. You really weren't helpful at all, but I appreciate that. And you got ladybugs on your purse. Ladybugs.
Ladybugs.
Bugs on your bag.
This isn't.
It could be a ladybug bag.
This is my mom's. My mom passed away this summer, and she loved ladybugs, and so I have a lot of ladybug things.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet. But that doesn't give us a history of horseradish, does it? Anyone have a little more? Oh, thank you very much for my washcloth. Didn't think I'd get that back. Horseradish, come on. Someone here, grow it or because there's got to be a history to it, I guess. Someone, that was a leap of faith, really, to eat the first horseradish. Wouldn't have occurred to me, necessarily. It is good on gefilte fish, but that's not everyone's cup of tea, either. Let's face it. How you doing? You like horseradish?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't eat it.
You don't eat it?
Very seldom.
Did you try it?
I don't want to try it again.
Okay. Was this recently? Was it a long time ago? You had a bad experience?
Long time ago. Yeah.
No. Do you remember the circumstance?
I think it was at Thanksgiving. Okay. And I confused it with the mashed potatoes. It didn't go well.
Oh, no, that's a lifelong feeling, then. That stays with you, that experience.
It stayed with me, yes.
Oh. And you are?
Jim.
Okay, thanks, Jim, for that. See, it could be traumatic. I'm sorry, who here at? Yes. Can I get you to stand? Hello, how are you? You are?
Hi, I'm Pamela Egan.
Pamela Egan.
From Madison, Wisconsin.
From Madison, Wisconsin. Okay. Muna? Muna over here wants to know the history of horseradish. Can you supply it?
Well, I can give you some information about application. Perhaps not. Okay, well, I just found out this summer that you put horseradish in coleslaw. Does anybody?
Well, I can't say I'm shocked at that news, but I could see it might occur in a
traditional New London recipe.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to drag him into this.
Huh?
I want to drag him into
it. It'd be great to meet over a drink somewhere, you know, and really. I bet a lot of this stuff would come out because it's like sort of secret stuff.
Yes. This is.
What else have you discovered about horseradish?
Well, I'm not Jewish, but I am Irish, and we used to eat it with ham. And then also my...
Used to, too. Our family was Reformed.
Yeah. Good. Yum. And then the other thing was that my aunt used to prepare a whipped cream and horseradish sauce to put on prime rib at Christmas time.
Well, you know, I've had that type of a creamy horseradish. It's excellent on prime rib, I have to say.
It's really just a little bit of horseradish within the whipped cream, and it's quite delicious.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for clarifying that.
But I do want to emphasize that coleslaw recipe.
A little bit is okay. Can we stop now, Muna? I really am. This is beating a dead horseradish. Okay. Oh, come on. Gotta do something. Kristen Berhanoff, originally from St. Louis, now Madison, says, what is your favorite animal? I love the animal I'm with. Aww. You know? If you can't be the animal you love, you know, you love the animal you're with. I've loved a lot of different animals in my day. You know, I mean, not love, you know, come on. I don't mean that. I mean, you know, fond of. Where is Kristen? Anyhow, get me out of this. Okay, she's way down there. I got to go. Pardon me, I got to get my washcloth here. For the flop sweat, this is very handy. Very nice. Are you working? Where is she working on the other ones now? How far did you get? Another one? Let's have it. I need like 26 more. For the sweater. I forget the number I came up with. Do you remember the number?
No. Sorry.
22? 22. So I got 20 more, please. Have we got time? We'll run the show long if you have to. You're very quick. This is excellent. I got at least a pair now. How are you? Doing good?
All right, good. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
You running the marathon, too?
I am.
You look like a runner.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. How many miles do you do a day?
About the same. 5, 8.
What's with you guys?
We're crazy.
Don't you have lives? I mean, what do you do when he's out running?
I stay home.
Okay. You run in place at home, or what do you do?
Sometimes I ride my bike with him.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
You got a matching set now?
Yeah. But I need a lot more.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about, horseradish or something else?
Animals,
that's right. What do you have to say about them?
Well, I wanted to ask what your favorite animal is.
Oh, that's right. That was you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm back in. Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a favorite?
Well, I have a puggle. That's my favorite right now.
Puggles are fun.
They come and go. I've had other animals.
Sure.
No idea.
Like a favorite species of animal type? Like wild animals?
Like mammals.
Okay. Yeah. It's a class.
I'm used to them. Some people are reptile people. I never.
I like reptiles.
Amphibians, you never know where they're going to be.
Oh, marsupials.
Land, water. What?
Marsupials?
Well, you know, we don't have a lot in Wisconsin, do we?
But a good marsupial is.
Is there? Possums. Yeah, possums, you know.
Yeah, they're the only marsupial in North America. Possums are.
You know a lot about animals, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Do you have a lot of animals?
I have 2 dogs from the shelter.
Okay, that's kind of disappointing, actually.
Yeah, I know. I have a really small house, so I just work with animals instead when I can.
So you work with, what sort of work do you do with animals?
I work at the Dane County Humane Society as an adoption counselor. Oh. Yeah, so I send animals home.
Wonderful. Nice to meet you. Are there any a little more exotic? Anything exotic out there if we want to break through to other animals?
Sometimes. We just had a snake get adopted last week. We have a bearded dragon available right now.
What?
A bearded dragon type of lizard. We always have, like, guinea pigs and rabbits and stuff like that.
I'm interested in the bearded dragon, I guess.
Yeah.
Did someone adopt it?
No, it's still there. He's a little one. He's, like, that big.
Someone had a bearded dragon and didn't...
I don't remember how it came to
it was a bad idea and rethinking it?
Yeah. I don't know how it got there.
Are they large or...
No, they don't get too big. Like a foot long, maybe. That's the biggest. Yeah.
Are they affectionate?
Not really. No, they just kind of.
I need some affection. Because you get affection from mammals. I don't know about from bearded dragons so much.
No, they just kind of look at you. They eat their crickets and their salads.
Okay. But they look at you with a sense of satisfaction or a sense of. Do they acknowledge you? Do they know you?
No, not at all.
I don't think I can do it then. I hope they find someone for it.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Doing a good job out there. And your name again is?
Kristen.
Kristen, that's you here then. Okay. All right. All right. I got to just put these up here. Would you hold on to these for me? If you can, start crocheting them together. What is your bass player's phone number for my friend Chris? Jennifer Ann. Ann asks, what is the name or number of your bass player in the band for my friend wants to know? I'm hoping this is the same friend at least. Is it? Okay. You're the friend? You, Chris?
The friend's not here.
Okay. Why? What is it about him that you think you're... She came to the show a while ago and wanted his phone number. Did she know about his large family? No. Is that going to be a stumbling block?
Because yeah. He is Mormon, you know, so it's...
Oh, sister come
was.
On.
Oh, now. Sorry. No, I know.
What? Do you have a single brother?
I have a sister.
Is she single? No? Okay. Nothing single around him, including the children. There's three of them. Okay, so sorry. Chris will find somebody, though. Does it have to be a bass player?
That particular bass player.
Well, come on. They're a dime a dozen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, does she favor a bass player over other instruments? Or? Maybe? Well, shouldn't you ask before you start soliciting for her? Yeah, all right. Okay, well, we can't do it. Deer hunting season. Is it deer hunting? When's deer hunting season?
Not quite yet. I don't
Not
think
quite yet? Yet. Oh, it's Bo? Yeah. Who is this, John? Eau Claire attorney. Nice to know Eau Claire attorneys are out there shooting guns. So I was wondering, you got CPAs out there, and you've shot a gun before, right? You go out there.
Yes. But my question was, as this season approaches, my wife asks all these strange questions that are unanswerable. But about this time of the year, when she thinks about field dressing a deer, she says, why do they call it dressing a deer? They should call it undressing.
Oh, this is a conversation the two of you should have, I think, really, more than...
So I was wondering if you could answer that question.
No, I really can't because I'm not married to her, and it's not my problem, really. Believe me, you wouldn't want to answer the questions my wife asked me.
Like what?
What is that doing there? That is not where that belongs. I'm sorry, I didn't get the memo on that. Who does that? That's a big one. Who does that? How do you answer? You can't even answer. Who does that? I don't know who does that. That's just what I did, and, you know. So answer those questions, and then I'll deal with field dressing, undressing. That's nothing.
Well, my other question to you was going to be, why is your wife never at the show? But I think you just answered that.
Who does that? Sit down and be grateful.
Thank you.
Just sit down and be grateful. Shoot those deers or whatever you do out there. But it always worries me. Every deer season, you get these guys who come up there, commodities brokers from Chicago, and they're armed to the teeth. I don't know. And they're storming through Wisconsin. It worries me. Doesn't it worry you? Deer season? That's the thing that worries me about it. It's not so much the hunting idea. Okay, so anyhow, are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You a hunter?
No.
You're in sort of khaki drab here. I wonder if you're...
No, that's the kind of clothes I wear. I work at Duluth Trading, so that's the kind
you
of...
Do, yeah. Is that pure Duluth? Are you everything wearing Duluth top to toe to top?
Nike shoes.
Nike shoes? Doesn't Duluth make Duluth shoes?
Yeah. Yep.
They do? They make that underwear,
too. Steel-toed, probably. Running shoes.
Work boots. Yeah, you could run in them, I guess.
Okay. Depends who's chasing you, I would think. Okay, anyhow, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because, look, she's still going at it. You are so good. What is your name again, dear?
Dayla.
Okay, Dayla the Knitter. Okay. Like in Tale of Two Cities, they want to be putting all our names in those things. What? Who? Where? It's got to be you, dear. I got over your initial this outthrust arm, but come on over here. I've had my eye on you because there's something about you. There's something about you. A je ne sais quoi, as we say in English. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And your name is?
Liz Trausch.
Liz, and are you from around here? Or?
Originally from Sparta. My sister and I grew up in Sparta. She lives in Madison. I'm here visiting.
Oh, yeah. How's life in Sparta?
It's great.
Good to be back home?
Yes.
Okay. And Liz, can you give me one good reason you should play this quiz?
I think I know a lot about a lot of things.
Okay. She thinks she knows a lot about a lot of things. Come on down here, Liz. There, sit next to that, whatever that thing is. Emu, ostrich, what have you. It's really just a stuffed thing. Not a genuine animal that you could love. But I like
Very
it.
Very cute.
Some people have emus and stuff. Anyone here have an emu? Huh? Any emu lovers? Large birds of any sort? Large birds? What do you got?
Ostrich.
You got an ostrich?
No. Got a picture.
Got a picture of an ostrich. Liz, huh?
Yes.
So what are you doing these days, Liz?
I'm retired.
Yeah? What'd you retire from?
I'm a homemaker, kind of retired from that. Mom, and I worked as a secretary.
Yeah, and a homemaker. Mm-hmm. You made the home, and then you're done with it, right?
Yep. I still have to clean it, though.
Yeah. And where is this home being made at?
Lake Elmo, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, Lake Elmo. I've heard so much about Lake Elmo. But I still don't know what kind of fish they got in there.
I don't either. I don't fish.
Nobody in the family stuck a hook or a worm or anything in Lake Elmo?
No.
How is it possible? Do you live right on the lake?
No, we live near Lake Jane.
I know, you live in Lake Jane, but they're almost...
But the city of Lake Elmo has a big lake called Lake Elmo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does anyone actually go on it? Or?
Yes, there's a lot of recreation, docks, piers.
Well, do you have a boat then, and just at least...
No.
Okay. When you looked for a place originally, did you want a water frontage or anything? Or?
No, not really.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of lakes in Minnesota.
I know, it's hard to avoid them, I guess.
Exactly.
Really? Well, thousands and thousands of lakes you can't avoid.
Right.
Really should be. Okay, and then, but you're from Sparta originally?
Right.
Yeah, oh, okay. Big family, the farm family in Sparta? Or
we were in the city, but there were seven of us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you needed a farm, but you had to live in the city.
We had a lot of cousins on farms.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. And you're in town just for reunion time and all that?
My sister lives here in Madison now. I'm mm-hmm. down to visit her.
Yeah. Are you having a lot of fun?
Yes.
Kicking up your heels?
Or? Yes.
What do you guys do when you have fun?
Well, we went out for fish last night.
Okay, because you can't get them back home, God knows. All those damn lakes. You can... Yeah, and what kind of fish you get?
I got shrimp.
Technically not a fish.
Not a fish, but it was a fish fry Friday night, so.
Okay. Didn't care for the fish, though. Well, you have a long history of not caring about fish. Was it good, then?
I love fish, yes.
Yeah.
Love to eat it.
Excellent. Liz, someone out there plays along with you, and how do they do that?
People who want to play the quiz pick up their phones and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Do I?
Somewhere.
Oh, I do. Do I? Okay. All right. Pink slime. We did that one. Okay. Let's see here now. Let's see. Yeah, this is it. Okay. No, that's not it either. Did that one too. Okay. What are those 165-million-year-old froghopper bugs doing? This was a fossil that was discovered recently in China, actually, which has caused quite a buzz around the fossil insect world. They're 165-million-year-old froghopper bugs, two of them. The question is, what are they doing in that fossil? Let's go to the phones right now. Alan's on the line from Milton, West Virginia. Hey, Alan.
Hey.
You guys got a football game coming up there?
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
I don't know.
you're not a fan?
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan, huh? What's your sport or activity then?
Snowboarding.
You're a snowboarder?
Yeah, it's just getting ready to start.
No kidding. You've been doing that for a while?
Yeah.
Is that where they strap you to a board and they throw you down a mountain or something? Like, isn't that how that works?
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. You ever get any, I mean, it's kind of dangerous though, isn't it? Because of avalanches and everything.
Well, we're not that steep. We're not out west.
Oh, okay.
So we're a little bit safer than that.
Yeah. Well, that's really... I don't get... Isn't that where your feet are pointed in the same direction, aren't they? On a board?
Not necessarily.
No, not after a while.
Across the board.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Oh, okay. Alan, did you hear about these 165-million-year-old bugs? Froghoppers?
No.
In a fossil in China?
No.
Then you probably don't know what they were doing in that fossil.
Don't have an idea.
Want to take a guess? You know frog hoppers?
Frog hoppers.
Yeah, frog hoppers.
I know frogs hop.
Yeah, these are bugs, though. They're called frog hoppers.
So they like frog fleas?
I couldn't tell you that much, but these are old ones. Go ahead. Take a stab at it. What were they doing? What?
They're just hopping from frog to frog?
In a fossil? Oh, that'd be hard to do in a fossil. All right, Alan, I've given you every break I can. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you. Bye. Norman's from Cleveland. Hey, Norman.
Yes, how are you?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
On my way to work.
Where do you work?
Well, I'm teaching today. I'm a musician. And I met Jake when I was playing the Cognac France Blues Festival.
No
kidding.
What a great
guy he was.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy. And what a player.
Yes, and very funny,
yeah.
And as you heard. I'm sorry that I missed most of it, but, wow, he was great and very, very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And so I'm just on my way to teach.
Okay. What do you play, Norman?
Saxophone, clarinet, flute.
And
so I'm teaching this afternoon and playing tonight.
You're like a one-man klezmer band.
I conduct, actually, the Workman Circle Klezmer Orchestra.
See, I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic.
You play sax?
No, I'm just a psychic. I don't play anything.
Oh, no, we are playing tomorrow at the Beechwood Library for Jewish Book Month, for a National Jewish Book Month or something.
Is that in the Heights?
The library is great. Our whole library system here is great.
Yeah. Okay. Norman, not to get too far off track here, though. That's great, and look forward to it if you're not in the Cleveland area. They found these 165-million-year-old bugs, frog hopper bugs, in a fossil. What were they doing is the question.
Hopping on other frog hoppers.
All right. Have a good lesson, Norman.
Bye.
Nice talking with you, man. Hey, bye. Tom's on the line from Akron, Ohio. Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Were you a fossil hunter when you were a kid? I used to love to collect fossils.
Not by profession.
No, it wasn't my profession when I was a kid. Kids don't have professions, but just like finding them, you know, trilobites and stuff. Anyhow, they found this fossil. It's 165 million years old. It's got two frog hopper bugs in it, and the question is, what are they doing?
Playing leapfrog?
No, come on, Tom. Thanks, though. Goodbye.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. In Rockford, Illinois, Michael knows, don't you, Michael?
Yeah.
What were they doing, Michael?
They were mating.
They were mating! The youth of America knows. That makes it a very rare fossil. There's one you hope you find. You never do, I guess. And Michael, are you a fossil collector?
Yes. I went to a party with my class a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh. Find anything cool?
Yeah, I found a cephalopod.
Ooh, cephalopods are good. And there's a lot of them. At that point in history, it was like wall-to-wall cephalopods, I think, for some reason. I don't know why, but nature's a funny thing. And what grade are you in, Michael?
I am a sophomore.
Sophomore in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, good man. And you're going to Rockford High, whatever it's called?
I'm at Boylan High School.
Oh, where's that?
It's in Rockford.
Okay, cool.
It's, I'm the only Jewish kid at the Catholic high school.
Atta boy, hang in there. And when you bring your matzah in for the holidays, they all gather around you and wonder what that is. Because my brother Clayton went to Marquette. Same thing. He said, well, suddenly I'm the biggest attraction at Marquette. Michael, this is Liz. She's your partner here.
Hi, Michael.
You still there, Michael?
Hi.
Yeah. So you know how this quiz works, Michael? Well, I'll tell you how it works anyhow, if you don't. The two of you work together. We have a quiz of various questions, and then you work together trying to answer them. And if you get three of them right, then you win the quiz and some fabulous prizes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. And we have various categories here, don't we, Sarah?
We do. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay. Mike, we'll let you pick the first one.
I'm sorry?
We'll let you pick the first category. You know which one of those categories you want?
I didn't hear them. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Pay attention, will you, Michael?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Which one of those?
Things you should have learned in school if you were paying attention.
Okay. Can a female goat have horns? Talk it over. Liz, Michael.
What do you think, Michael?
I couldn't hear it.
Can a female goat have horns? Is the question.
Liz,
you better step in here.
I think it's true.
No, I don't.
Well, Liz thinks it's true. They can. How do you feel about
it?
You gonna go with that?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. A female goat can have horns. So look for identification. Okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay, very good. So
and the categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Liz?
Let's try places.
Places could be anywhere. Yes, it is. It's anywhere. The most extroverted people in these United States come from one of the following states. Is it New Jersey, California, or Wisconsin?
Oh.
Most extroverted.
I think it must be Wisconsin.
You think it must be?
Yes, it must be.
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Wisconsin! Wisconsin! Varsity! Okay.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing well.
Yeah, hey.
And the category.
That's pretty good. We finally won something good, you know, instead of overweight. Most of them, you know, getting sick of that, binge drinking, you know. Extroverts. Of course, they're probably related to those other things, but still.
The categories remaining are current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Back to Michael.
Yes.
Which one?
I'll do current events.
Current events. All right. The Friends of the Lava in Iceland are opposed to any lava being ruined in a development because of what belief about the lava stones in Iceland? Would you like a different category? Because, you know, there's that. I could give you a different category if that's a little obscure, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Lava stone. Pick a different category, Michael.
Okay.
We don't care about the lava stones in Iceland at the moment. Big controversy there, I won't kid you.
The categories that are left for your information are people, science, or odds and ends.
Sorry about that.
I'll do science.
Science, okay, science. You're good in science, right?
I love science.
That's your subject.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, cool. What kind of science are you taking right now?
I'm in physics.
Ooh, that's good. And you like it?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, if you can learn physics, you can learn anything. I think. For me, I can never get heads or tails of it. Anyhow, the shortcomings of invisibility cloaks. Okay, the shortcomings of invisibility cloaks, according to those who know, is one of the following. A, not everybody looks good in them. B, when stretched tight, everything is suddenly visible. Those are the Lululemon invisibility cloaks. And the final one here, C, is only good against one wavelength of light. So you'd have to have one that had all the wavelengths covered. Invisibility cloaks.
Go, Michael.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it can only do the one wavelength.
That's exactly
Yay!
Right. Oh, yeah. Very good, Michael.
They've won.
They did?
They've won.
That was three?
That's three right and zero.
Boy, that went fast.
Yay.
But they could win even more, couldn't they?
They could.
Well, do you want to elaborate on that, or I got to guess what you mean by that?
In order to win even more, they'd have to gamble everything they've won so far
yeah.
for the chance of winning the mother load.
So you say they could stand to lose everything, absolutely, but they could gain everything. The world.
Correct. Well, I don't know about the world, but they
okay.
could.
Okay, a lot of stuff. What do you think, Michael, Liz, do you want to go on for the grand giant kielbasa?
Only one more question you have to get right.
Yeah, one
you
question.
Want to try one more?
All or nothing for one question.
What do you want to do, Michael?
I don't know.
Go.
Okay, let's go for it.
Jump.
Okay.
They're going for it.
Yay.
Okay. It's so exciting. So if we disregard the current events one, what's left? Anything?
People or odds and ends.
People or odds and ends.
Oh, let's try odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Yeah, there's sometimes. All right, now you're going on search here. You're using Google, you're using Bing, doesn't matter. How many times do you have to Google on your search quest to get the right answer that you wanted all along? Is it 4, 6, or 8 times to really get the right search answer, according to this finding by the search people themselves? 4, 6, or 8 searches to find what you're looking for. You search for a bass player, you find Jeff. But that's not what you're looking for. Four, six, or eight.
Talk it out, y'all.
Talk it out.
What do you think, Michael? Do you...
Is it...
Surprisingly... What? Did you say something about going to the bathroom?
No.
Okay.
I'm just trying to...
Liz?
He's Googling right now.
Okay. How many times do you Google? 6 is in the middle?
4, 6, or 8.
I'd have...
It surprised me when I saw it, I'll tell you that much.
Then it's 8.
Oh, you know me, do you? You think
me? Yeah, we'll go with 8.
Yeah.
8? Yes, that's right. That's
Yay!
It. You got to Google 8 times to get what you want. Holy cow, they've won everything.
Liz, keep those libations cold for the final tailgate parties of the season in an all-metal beer bucket from Cincinnati's Hootapole Shinling Brewing Company, makers of Little King's Original Cream Ale. It's good to be king.
Yeah, it's good beer.
Then pull the remaining vegetation from your raised beds without entering your hands, wearing a sturdy pair of Wells Lamont Yard and Garden Gloves from Old World Wisconsin. Clean up with a bar of all-natural lemon basil soap with the added benefits of poppy seeds for gentle exfoliation from Mississippi's Cypress Lake Soap. And get your minimum daily quota of mazurkas, ballade, polonaise, waltzes, and etudes on the CD What Do You Know About Chopin with Polish-flavored French-like liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Michael, from the cradle of bathing to the goddess of cleanliness, you'll find it all in What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then cuddle with the talking plush version of everyone's favorite foul-mouthed animal, the honey badger, from thinkgeek.com. Get in the holiday spirit with a glass ornament hand-painted by Chris Ann Robertson from the Milwaukee Art Museum. Look ahead to the coming year with a 2014 Lake Superior calendar from the Bayfield Chamber of Commerce. And keep your guests cerebrally entertained playing What Do You Know, the party game, including questions, contestants, and the Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Nice game. Thanks for playing. Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. Great job. Welcome back to Wisconsin. In case you were out of state, which I know you were, where that lake is.
Planning your next Madison outing? Bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today. Join us next week for another live broadcast of What Do You Know from the beautiful Monona Terrace, featuring a live performance. Tickets available at the door or online at notmuch.com.
You're gesturing with your foot as well.
I am.
Advanced. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again next week. What about those boys in the band? Oh, sit down. Sit down. Come on. Oh, no, really, I don't deserve it. All right, I'll get up to that.
Michael Friends, What Do You Know? Is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Lane with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Colbert.
PRI, Public Radio International.